Time to talk about setting up your own business now here on RNIB Connect Radio. We know some of the issues that blind and partially sighted people face when finding work. And of course, there are some great programs out there to help, such as paid work placements and such like. One option might be to set up your own business and become your own boss. How easy might that be? And how accessible are the resources out there to help you as a blind or partially sighted person? Well, the British Business Bank have been working with the RNIB to make their online startup resources accessible to blind and partially sighted people. With it being Business Finance Week next week and the focus on starting up your own business on Monday the 7th of November, I'm glad to say that Richard Bierman, Managing Director, Small Business Lending, Startup Loans from the British Business Bank, and Robin Spinks, RNIB Head of Inclusive Design, join me now to tell me more about these new online resources and working with the RNIB to make them accessible to blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Richard and Robin, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello. Good morning.
Firstly, Richard, could you tell me a bit about Startup Loans and the British Business Bank, what you do and how you help people to start up their own small business?
Yeah, of course. So British Business Bank is the government's economic development bank, and our role is to help SMEs, small and medium-sized businesses, ultimately access finance and access support. And Startup Loans is, it's essentially quite a simple product or simple service that but I think has a huge impact, and one that, you know, we're really very, very proud of. It supports startups, entrepreneurs in the early stage of their time and running a business. And that really supports people up to businesses that are up to 3 years old. And it is, as I say, government backed. And what we do is we provide funding and support to the entrepreneurs so they can borrow up to £25,000. There's no fee involved in it, and it's a fixed 6% interest rate. And they can borrow that up to 5 years. And that's to really give them that injection of funding at the start of the business to really get them launched and get them up and running. What we also do is provide a whole range of support around the entrepreneur to give them sort of the best chance of success. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about support, but things like sort of 12-month free mentoring and so on and so forth, and also business advisors to help them before they get the money, to really help them understand how you do sort of borrow and how it works, how cash flow works, how business plans work. And some of the entrepreneurs need that support, some less so, but really to make sure they get credit ready to get the funding and then give them every chance of success once they're up and running and hopefully growing over the coming months and years.
And setting up your own business can be a little bit tricky because you're having to deal with things like business plans, cash flow forecasts, and everything else that needs to be in place when setting up your own business. As it is not just like having a great idea, there's a lot more to it too. Richard, would you be able to run through some of the resources that the British Business Bank offer to people who want to set up their own business?
Of course, yeah, definitely. So there's a whole range of support that we have. So there's sort of a dedicated customer service support team on the phones there to take inbound sort of queries about sort of our systems and processes and to point our applicants in the right direction. Probably most critically, though, is that Startup Loans is delivered through what we call delivery partners. So organizations across the country who help and provide those business advisors I mentioned before. And their role is to work with the entrepreneur, to spend time with them, to talk to them and to talk about those business plans, talk to them about the cash flows, and as I say, get them sort of credit ready. Our website's an important point of access. There's loads of information on the website and all of our key guides, such as Essential Guide to Starting a Business and our Frequently Asked Questions. But there's loads of guides on there, and we've got those available to order in Braille, large print and audio. And then there's also, as I again mentioned before, there's sort of post-loan support, which is primarily the mentoring, but there's other areas of support available that once that business is up and running, that the entrepreneur then can access once the loan has been provided. And then the final piece I'll just mention is a partnership with Open University, where we have a program called Learn with Soul, which is a range of sort of training courses, train programs that the applicants can access to help them sort of build out their knowledge and expertise in running a business.
Richard, you've been working with the RNIB to ensure that the online resources are accessible to blind and partially sighted people. Was the accessibility of online information something that the British Business Bank had been aware of before starting to work with the RNIB? Did you have to make major changes, or was it just a bit of tweaking here and there with the online resources?
There's quite a lot of change involved. I mean, we're sort of proud of the progress we've made, although I think it's one of those things where you just... the more progress they make, the more you realise there's more to do. But we overhauled our website in 2020, which was probably the sort of a big step for us. And that was to meet the web content accessibility guidelines. And we're sort of constantly looking to optimise our websites to ensure they're accessible to everyone. We're working closely with RNIB to try and make sure that that wide range of guides that I mentioned earlier, that they are available in a range of formats. And as we bring new accessible documents to the website, it's important that we sort of promote that and to try and help that accessibility. So, you know, really, please do, anybody that's listening that's interested, do check out to see what we've got on that website. But also, I think just sort of also the other ask is, if there are specific things that people feel they require, then, you know, we have got that dedicated customer services helpline, and it's good to sort of get that feedback, and then that can help us see what we can do to support and improve the offering that we have. You know, we want to play our part in changing public perceptions, really, and behaviour, and play whatever part we can in changing, you know, driving that societal change to reverse any sort of inaccurate perceptions, but also create that accessibility. Yeah, you know, I've spent sort of 25 years working with entrepreneurs and businesses, and we want to try and break down those barriers that are faced by entrepreneurs and business owners, be they barriers based on their location, their gender, disability or ethnicity. And I think the sort of things we're talking about here is small steps along that journey. So more to do, I'm sure, but you know, pleased with the progress we've made thus far.
And Robin, why is it so important for organisations like the British Business Bank to make their online information and maybe offline information accessible to blind and partially sighted people, and in this case, for people who want to maybe start up their own business?
Well, every day, 250 people start to lose their sight. They're told that nothing more can be done and that they face a future where their eyesight is severely reduced or perhaps disappears entirely. So you can imagine, really listening to this, the kind of frustrations that people might experience just trying to access everyday information, maybe applying for finance online or applying for support. So, you know, we're delighted to be working with British Business Bank to really make a step change in the way that people think about employment and careers, because traditionally blind and partially sighted people have, you know, thought about work in particular ways. And what we're keen to do is to make sure that self-employment, becoming an entrepreneur, becomes a key part of this, so that, you know, the whole spectrum of employment options that anyone might decide to pursue is as open as it can be for anyone with a sight problem. So it's about removing frustration, breaking down barriers and promoting inclusion, and actually showcasing some of the people who have gone into business and who are really making a success of it. So, you know, often people won't think about the self-employment option. They'll think about maybe a traditional form of employment first. We want to make sure that people have a broad spectrum of options and that all of those are as accessible as they can be.
And what sort of things are needed to be done to make this information, whether it is online or offline, accessible? Is it sort of major things, or is it slight little tweaks here and there to make them accessible?
I think, like any business, you know, there's a moving feast of technology items and interaction items that any business is dealing with to try and promote and encourage inclusion. And in this case, it's no different. So we're thinking about the kind of adjustments that you might make to documents and systems to make them more usable and more accessible. And, you know, the great thing is a lot of these adjustments are really quite straightforward. So they're not things that would take a huge amount of effort, but they can make a massive difference when you're at the other end applying for finance or, you know, you're applying for support. So we're really happy to be working on this. And we think that the whole self-employment arena is something that we'd like to shine a brighter light on, just to, as I say, give people those broader options.
Richard, if someone is listening now to our interview who is maybe thinking about starting up their own business, what are the main benefits of starting up your own business and what are the sort of main pitfalls to avoid too?
Whenever I ask these sort of questions, I always feel slightly like a fraudster because I've never done it myself. But I have spent a lot of time talking to entrepreneurs and working with them over the years. And I think the things that they talk about and they refer to is, I think a key is that flexibility and freedom of being your own boss, that ability to be in charge of the decision making and being in control. I think that's a key factor. I think also the other one is the real sort of, I guess, sort of psychological pleasure or energy that entrepreneurs tend to get, where they are taking their own, be it a hobby or knowledge or idea or interest or skill that they've got, and actually sort of creating some sort of personal benefit from it, whether it's sort of the ambition to then grow into the next sort of huge multi-billionaire, or whether it's just the ambition to have a sort of changed lifestyle or to change the sort of dynamics of the working week. Lots of different reasons to do it. But I think there's, you know, entrepreneurs get huge sort of energy, I think, from being able to sort of convert that, as I say, skill or hobby or idea into something tangible. I think on the flip side, I say the pitfalls, I'm going to steal this. It was sort of a phrase I heard from an entrepreneur, but I remember them saying it was amazing how many late nights it takes to be an overnight success. And I just thought that really says for me everything about sort of being a business person, that, you know, it's hard work. It is hard work, particularly in the early days. And a lot of that hard work is missed. And it can be sometimes sort of almost lonely because you're the person running the business. You might have employees, but they all look to you for decisions. So I think one of the important things is to have people around you that you can talk to, that you can turn to, it, be it sort of formal mentors or just friends that have a bit of an understanding, not necessarily of your business, but have that understanding of sort of businesses and how they work, and or having that a support infrastructure to help when perhaps, you know, some of the decisions don't turn out in the way that you hope. But, you know, I get huge energy from working with sort of entrepreneurs and startup businesses. And I think for a lot of them, it's that, as I say, it's the pleasure of being in control, being in charge of the decision making, and I'd say sort of creating something tangible from your own ideas.
And Richard, where can people go to find the accessible online resources from the British Business Bank, which have been made accessible to blind and partially sighted people by working with the RNIB?
Yeah, so it's really there's that great range of guides available on the Startup Loans website. And if you go to sort of Startup Loans through sort of obviously sort of internet, you can find under our section on support and advice a whole range of guides. And as I say, over the coming weeks, we're going to be publishing a lot more accessible guides in sort of digital braille, large print and audio. So the Startup Loans website and then support and advice.
And Robin, for organisations who might be wanting to make their online resources accessible to blind and partially sighted people like the British Business Bank, who can they contact at the RNIB if they are interested in doing so?
Yeah, so that would be our Business Link mailbox. So businesslink@rnib.org.uk. We're working with a wide range of businesses, small and large, national and international, and be really happy to make introductions and share experiences.
Oh, and Richard, I think the British Business Bank has just become one of the RNIB's visibly better employers.
Yes. So again, something we're sort of really proud of. I think as you've already heard, there's sort of, I think it's one in four people with sight loss of working age or in employment. And there's, I think, around 11,000 people with sight loss in the UK who are actively seeking work. So again, anything that we can do as a bank, as an employer, we're obviously very willing to do, and we're really happy and proud to have achieved the Visibly Better standard and ultimately to increase the number of blind and partially sighted people who are, you know, applying for opportunities and hopefully successful at those opportunities and also enable us to retain existing staff who may develop sight loss.
RNIB is the UK leading sight loss charity, and we cannot promote or endorse commercial enterprises and their products. We want to work collaboratively with organisations to provide equitable opportunities for blind and partially sighted people who want to start up their own business. Well, thank you very much indeed, Richard Bierman from the British Business Bank and, of course, Robin Spinks from the RNIB here, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the accessible online resources for starting up your own business.
Thank you.
Thank you.